35 minutes after 8, you've got it tuned to KHUM, and joining me here in the studio, making here through the driving rain, is Calder Johnson from NCRT. How you doing?
Good morning. Yeah, I'm doing all right. I'm trying to stay dry.
That's good luck on that one.
Bit of a challenge at the moment.
Indeed. So tomorrow night, it is Oklahoma.
Yes, we are opening tomorrow night, 8 p.m. at the North Coast Repertory Theater. It is our traditional champagne gala and actors' benefit. All the hardworking volunteers, cast, crew, who put all the time in, you know, all the proceeds from that night go directly into their pockets.
That's good.
So it's a great way to open up the show.
That's right. And you can be like the first to see this production.
Yes, absolutely. It is our opening night.
Fantastic. So, Oklahoma, a very popular musical.
Yeah.
Folks have seen it. But for those who, a few people who are completely unaware of what this is about, explain.
Explain. Okay. Well, Oklahoma, right? Set in Utah. No, wait. Oklahoma. Right. Right. No, set in Oklahoma. It takes place in 1906, turn of the century.
The other turn of the century.
Yes, the previous turn of the century.
Right.
And you know, it's a very bright and sunny musical about changes happening in the land, becoming a state, young love, young jealousy, all of those kinds of, you know, passionate sort of, you know, subject that matter.
And lots of music.
Lots and lots of music. A lot of really famous songs. I mean, Rodgers and Hammerstein, and definitely one of their best known works. And this is, you know, right out of, you know, the 1940s and 50s, you know, golden age of the American stage musical.
Absolutely. Yeah. So many great songs come from this play. It is really a lot of fun. I remember my mom was really big into show tunes. She'd, you know, that's when she would trot out the album from the stage play all the time.
Oh, yeah. No, there's a lot of really well-known numbers from that one. It's, you know, obviously the title song, you know, it's, of course, you know, Oh, What a Beautiful Morning, which I kind of wish was more true at the moment.
Well, beautiful depending on how you look at it, right?
Yes, it's...
Indeed, yeah. What are some of the songs that come from that? Oh, What a Beautiful Morning.
I'm Just a Girl Who Can't Say No.
Mm-hmm.
That's another one. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Let's see. All or Nothing. Mm-hmm. There's that one. Oh, let's see. Well, I mean, then there's some of the... the more obscure ones. You know, Poor Judd Is Dead.
It is a wonderful musical. It's a lot of fun. I'm sure this will be well attended because it's a very, very popular musical. So how have rehearsals been going?
It's been going well. I mean, it's always been a bit of a challenge mounting a show, particularly a musical, mm-hmm. over the holiday season.
People are out of town.
Right. You know, scheduling can be a challenge, but... everyone's been working very, very hard. It's a very talented and very dedicated cast and crew that have put in a lot of work over the last few months to make this happen.
Fantastic.
So, it's about to all come to fruition.
So, who is in this?
Who is in this? Well, the show is directed by our own Molly Saverdia and co-music directed with Nan Voss. And we have in the leads of Curly and Lori, two actors who we've had quite a bit at NCRT and are happy to have back, Jordan Dobbins and Joe Kuzelka, who were last seen on stage together in Les Mis when we did that back in 2014.
Right. Good folks.
So, yeah.
Those people can sing.
Yeah. Yes, they can.
That's important.
That is no joke.
Yeah, that is definitely important. You definitely want that for a musical.
Yeah, actually, Jordan, we're really happy to have back because he was in Europe touring with his choir for a while and having adventures out there in the wider world, and you know, now he's back for a while, and we're happy to have him on stage again.
Fantastic. And so it makes sense that... that it's Molly Severdia is directing it, since she's the music director, right?
Yeah, no, she's been directing it and also handling the music direction along with Man, getting all of those things squared away, we're excited. It's been a lot of hard work, and we're nearing the finish line, and looking forward to the next 5 weeks of the run here.
Fantastic! Okay. Now it starts tomorrow night. When does it end?
It ends February 18th, and we will be running Fridays and Saturdays at 8 p.m., and we also have 3 Sunday matinees at 2 p.m. that will be going on during the run. And, of course, you can find out all this information, and also, I keep wanting to plug this, buy tickets online. That is a thing you can do now at NCRT.
That's handy.
At ncrt.net.
That's good.
So, yeah.
You're moving into the 21st century.
Yeah, well, I mean, also, and speaking of... A few other changes around the theater. One of the exciting things we've been doing recently, and we'll be doing the Sunday night after this opening weekend, Sunday night at 9:30, we're doing another comedy showcase. We're calling it Comedy Comes Home. And this is something I've been doing, organizing with Sam Wingspan here locally. And we've been doing these events as full benefits for nonprofits, both locally and nationally.
Nice.
We started out with a benefit for Planned Parenthood last month, and this month we are doing a benefit for the Natural Resources Defense Council.
Excellent.
And so if you should come and see Oklahoma and enjoy that opening night, or any of the other benefit nights we have going on this weekend, Friday and Saturday, and then go see some comedy on Sunday night and support the Natural Resources Defense Council.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's, as I said, it's a very well-known play, and I think it's going to do well. Everyone loves a musical.
I would agree. I think, I don't know how everyone else is feeling, but I definitely am beginning the feeling the last couple months that I could use something that is unabashedly optimistic.
There you go. A little uplifting there.
Yeah, it's about time.
That is true. That is true. Take your mind off of current events. Go see a wonderful musical with Rodgers and Hammerstein's music. Can't go wrong.
Nope, you certainly cannot.
All righty. Caller, thanks for coming in and talking to us about it.